It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A Beaver County native is heading to the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Lauren Williams of Rochester, a borough about 25 miles from Pittsburgh, has made the U.S. women's bobsled team as one of the push athletes. And although she is a first-time Winter Olympian, Ms. Williams is a three-time Summer Olympian, having helped the U.S. win a gold medal in the 400-meter relay at the London Games in 2012. She joins us now by phone from Germany. Lauren Williams, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, and congratulations.
Thank you. It's good. Thanks for having me.
You are about to become one of only 10 athletes in American history to compete in both the Summer and Winter Olympics. What does it mean to you to be in such an elite group?
It is really awesome. Never would I have imagined at 6 months ago or in a million years even that I'd be doing both a winter and a summer games and that I'd be in four Olympics.
Now, you were headed toward retirement from track and field, and then within the last year or so, you started learning to bobsled. What made you decide to get involved in a crazy sport that you had no prior connection to?
It was just a chance meeting with another girl. There were three Olympic athletes that tried out for bobsled right after the London Games, and it got a lot of media and attention, and I ran into one of them, asked her how it was, and she told me about her experience and that I could show up and try out, and that if I was good enough, they'd teach me everything. So it was really awesome to show up, try out, and they've been teaching me everything ever since.
Now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with bobsledding, explain how it works and what the four people on the team are responsible for doing.
So I'm the brakeman, and I push the sled, and then there's a driver. So there's actually just two for women. The men usually have a four-man. So my job is to get that sled out and moving. It's about 440 pounds and push it as fast as I possibly can. The driver jumps in, and then I just ride the rest of the way. The best thing I can do is be relaxed in the back of the sled so that I'm not causing any friction as we go through the curves. And if the driver does an awesome job, we get to the finish line first.
What was the hardest part of learning to do this in such a relatively short period of time?
I think the hardest thing for me was being coachable and making sure that I was coachable by a group of my peers. You know, it's always easier to you know, listen to an authoritative figure, but in this sport, you learn from your peers, and so you've got to be able to learn quickly, not be told things three or four times, and they've done a really good job of teaching me, and I think I've done a really good job of absorbing the information from, like I said, girls that are also my competitors.
Now, there's more to this, from what I understand, than simply competing. You also have to maintain the sled. Were there things you had to learn about doing that part of the job?
That was the steepest part of the learning curve for me, is the maintenance, the lifting, understanding, you know, what a full day in bobsled is like. We load that sled up, take it to the track, we unload it, we sand the runners, we put it to the line, we, you know, go down the track, and then we put it on the truck again to come back up again. So it's a lot of lifting that sled, and then, like I said, maintaining it underneath and making sure it's washed, and the runners are a really big part of that job.
So what has made you successful at this?
I think I have to go to the same answer, that I've been coachable. It's a very steep learning curve. I know that people are depending on me in the Olympic year. There's not a lot of room for error. And so it's been able to really zone in and focus in on what I'm being taught, pick it up immediately, and use it within, you know, minutes of it being told to me, so that's useful.
And as a brakeman, you have to be able to run fast and generate enough power to give the driver an edge. So that would be where your sprinting experience comes in?
Exactly. You've got to be able to sprint as fast as possible behind that sled and speed it up so that she can gain some velocity going down that track. Because if you don't start fast, then it's hard to pick up time, you know, during the different curves and get ahead. You got to start ahead and try and stay ahead is more the theory.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with Beaver County native Lauren Williams. She has made the U.S. Women's Olympic bobsled team as one of the push athletes. And what would you compare bobsledding to? What does it feel like?
I describe it as a roller coaster without seat belts. Some people describe it as a washing machine being thrown off a cliff. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but my first time down was very similar to that. Since I've been in a few more times and I've learned the tracks and I'm better at riding, I'd say definitely a roller coaster without seatbelts.
So, did you ride as a kid? Were you one of the kids that loved being on the roller coaster? Did you go to Kennywood and that kind of thing?
I'm definitely a thrill seeker. I was at Kennywood, and I've skydived. I'm the person that, you know, hits the gas and when the light turns yellow instead of slowing down. And, yeah, I love speed, and I love the thrill.
So how stiff was the competition to make the team?
Oh, there was quite a bit of competition. You know, there were some seasoned veterans in this sport that are quite a bit more knowledgeable and, you know, already knew the technique of how to hit the sled and run behind it and load properly. So, like I said, there was a very steep learning curve for me to figure out the hit, which is 0.01 of a second, you know, and it could cost you. And the load, which if you pull back on the sled as you're jumping in to load it, you know, you're killing the velocity. Things like that are very important. So the competition was very stiff because there were four or five girls that had been here for, you know, years on end where I was just showing up and a newbie.
And you and another fellow Olympian, a fellow summer Olympian, Lolo Jones, beat out a couple of accomplished veteran bobsledders, Emily Azevedo and Katie Eberling, who have been in the sport a lot longer. And there is some controversy over this, particularly involving the selection of Lolo Jones, who some think, because of her celebrity status, was chosen for the team. What's your take on it, Lauren?
I've gotten to know Lolo pretty well since I've been over here, and she is not to be outworked at all. She's worked really hard for this position, and I think she deserves it. Like you said, it was very close. It was very stiff competition. Emily has taught me pretty much everything I know as one of the veterans in the sport. She was very patient with me, didn't ever get frustrated or yell at me, and Katie as well. She's still here. She's going with us on the peak credential, and she's kind of taken over as Emily, as the big sister, and making sure, like I said, where I'm you know, not quite up to par yet, that she can fill in the gap and teach me. So each girl has their own qualities, their own traits, and I feel like the selection committee did the best job they could, and they picked the team that they thought was right.
There are concerns about security in Sochi and questions about how safe the athletes are going to be, particularly those from the United States. How concerned are you? Are there any fears in the back of your mind?
I'm a little bit nervous, you know, especially with things happening so recently. You know, I think there's been some threats in some of the other games, but they were a little bit more spread out. So for something to happen, you know, pretty close, it makes you a little bit nervous. But I have the utmost faith in the Russian security, and I've heard that President Obama has put some people in place. Like I said, some of our military is in place so that, you know, we will be safe. And if something was to happen, that, you know, we'd get out in a timely manner and things like that. And at the end of the day, you know, anything can happen on any day. I could trip down the stairs. I could be electrocuted by this phone cord, or, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I'm willing to take the chance and get out there and represent my country and compete to the best of my ability, no matter what the circumstances are.
We've heard some stories about some athletes discouraging family members from coming over because they don't want to have to deal with the distraction of worrying about them while they're there. What about for you? Do you have people coming over from the Pittsburgh area to watch you?
It's pretty short notice for me. You know, I just found out last week, and I wasn't, you know, one of the people that was definitely strong in the running and sure that I was going to make it. So they didn't make any plans in advance. So to plan a trip just 1 month out was pretty expensive. They were saying $3,200 for 5 days of housing, not including flight. So that's a pretty expensive trip. So no one's coming for me.
Now, you are someone who has been successful as an athlete. You have some Olympic hardware. What about the chances that you'll bring home a Winter Olympic medal?
I'm really looking forward to the possibility and the probability even that I'm going to get a medal. All three of these drivers are awesome. They haven't paired us with, you know, who's going to be with which driver. But I think if each one focuses in and has a perfect day, that we can sweep the podium in Sochi. I think it's just a matter of putting the best foot forward and all the stars aligning when we get on that line.
Who are the teams that you have to beat? Which countries are good at this sport, especially in women's bobsled?
The Germans have a pretty good track record at being good at this sport. They have very good equipment. The Canadians have done well. Kaylee Humphries has had success in the last couple of years. She's a defending Olympic champion. And then, of course, it's Russia's home track. So, you know, they're there training constantly, and the rest of us are going to have limited runs on that track, but they're going to know it very well. So they're going to be good contenders as well.
And you're in Germany now. The Olympics start soon. What are the things that you're doing to get ready? What for example, are the preparations that you have to undertake?
It's just staying fast is one of the things. Like you said, not doing anything you didn't do before. And I think that's where, you know, some people are going to mess up. They get, you know, they make the Olympic team and then they try to work out extra hard or do something, you know, do something different. You do what you did to get to this point. You just maintain it up through this. So tomorrow we're going to race and finish out the World Cup season, and then we're going to have a bit of time off. We're going to do team processing, get over to Sochi, get adjusted, and like I said, just keep working out and keep doing the same things that we've been doing and paying attention to the details each time you get a practice run down the track.
And do you have the folks back home rooting for you? Have you been communicating with any of your family members since you made the team?
Oh, quite a bit. We've got lots of tweets and Facebook messages and text messages, et cetera. Lots of my friends from Beaver County have texted me and said, hey, what's up, and we're rooting for you, and they're planning parties, and on my website there's T-shirts that you can buy, so everyone's, you know, buying a T-shirt and planning their party and wearing the T-shirt at the party. So it's been pretty cool to see them all rally around me for this.
Did anybody send you a terrible towel or, you know, anything with black and gold in it?
I have not received a terrible towel yet, but I don't put it past my friends. The Steeler Nation is very serious, and I'm sure they want to make sure I have something to represent.
Yeah, you know, if you get up on the podium, it might be neat to see you wave one of those terrible towels, you know?
We'll see what happens.
We've been talking with Lauren Williams of Rochester, a borough about 25 miles from Pittsburgh. Lauren has made the U.S. Women's Olympic bobsled team and is headed for Sochi. Lauren Williams, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you and safe travels.
Thanks for having me. Go USA.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.